I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump did not rule out using military or economic coercion to gain control of the Panama Canal and Greenland during a wide-ranging news conference in Florida on Tuesday. Here is White House Bureau Chief Patsy Whitaker-Zwara.
Greenland, the ice-covered semi-autonomous Danish territory, and the canal belonging to Panama that connects the Caribbean Sea with the Pacific Ocean. The United States must control both, said President-elect Donald Trump.
But I can say this, we need them for economic security.
Last week, Panama celebrated the 25th anniversary of the transfer of the canal from the United States. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen has repeatedly said Greenland is not for sale. She said it again Tuesday as the president-elect's son, Donald Trump Jr., arrived for a previously unannounced visit to the territory. It's unclear whether the president-elect is aiming to deliver on these threats or use them as a negotiation tactic under his America First foreign policy as he prepares to come into office on January 20th. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. lawmakers honored Jimmy Carter on Tuesday as the body of the nation's 39th president arrived to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol. House Speaker Mike Johnson was among the congressional leaders who paid tribute to the former president's life, both in and out of politics.
President Carter's life, his selfless service, his fight against cancer, and his lasting contributions to his fellow man are all truly remarkable. Whether he was in the White House or in his post-presidential years, as was discussed, President Carter was willing to roll up his own sleeves to serve and get the job done.
This is VOA News. Carter died December 29th in his hometown of Plains, Georgia, at the age of 100, making him the longest-living U.S. president. The Nobel Peace Prize winner will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda until Thursday to allow the public to pay its final respects. His casket will be taken to Washington's National Cathedral, where President Joe Biden will deliver a eulogy at a final public memorial. A wildfire raged across the upscale Los Angeles neighborhood of Pacific Palisades on Tuesday, destroying homes and creating traffic jams as 30,000 people evacuated their homes. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Officials warned the worst wind conditions were expected to come overnight. That has fueled concerns that more neighborhoods could be forced to flee. California Governor Gavin Newsom urged residents to heed evacuation orders and warned that the winds could produce more fires elsewhere.
We are anticipating, hopefully we're wrong, but we're anticipating other fires happening concurrently. And that's exactly the previous experience we've had with these kinds of wind events.
Before the fire started, officials had already warned of extreme fire danger through Thursday from powerful winds that arrived following an extended dry spell.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Palestinian health officials said Israeli airstrikes killed at least 17 people late Tuesday in the southern Gaza Strip. The strikes hit the Khan Yunis area, including sections where people displaced by the 15-month-old war were living in tents. The Israeli military said in a statement that it conducted several airstrikes targeting terrorists who took part in the 2023 Hamas attack on southern Israel. The Israel Defense Forces blamed Hamas for operating in civilian areas. Human rights groups and the United Nations have said civilians in Gaza do not have a safe place to go amid the ongoing Israeli strikes and ground operations, and in a territory where so many areas have been devastated by the conflict. Peter Yarrow, the singer-songwriter and social activist best known as one-third of the folk music group Peter, Paul, and Mary, died Tuesday at his home in New York at the age of 86. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more on Yarrow's life and career.
Peter, Paul, and Mary performing at the March on Washington in August 1963. Become an overnight sensation just the year before when their first album hit number one on the Billboard chart. Through the 60s, the trio sang out against war and injustice. The trio reunited in 1978, singing together periodically until Mary Travers' death in 2009. I'm Ben Thomas.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.